Jim Roll is a singer-songwriter from Chicago whose new third album, called Inhabiting the Ball, features collaborations with a couple of well-known novelists, Rick Moody, author of The Ice Storm, and Dennis Johnson, best known for his short story sequence, Jesus' Son. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
That's Jim Roll on his own. He wrote the lyrics and the music to Bonnie and Clyde, a nice chunk of wordy rock and roll that seems to exist primarily to compare the musician's object of desire to Faye Dunaway circa 1967. Now let's hear what happens when Roll supplies the melody for a lyric by novelist Rick Moody.
Trucks pass bearing the widest loads. Sad blonde by a black car buys amber blends and waits for a friend. The hay bales toy like the wheels of Brie. They give the land away for free. Killjoy, killjoy. Don't be a killjoy. She used to climb the
Rick Moody, a self-conscious artist, and I don't necessarily mean that as a criticism, is shrewd enough to know that the last thing a novelist should do in a piece of music is fill it with a lot of novelistic, that is to say, narrative detail. So instead, he offers a series of simple images. A farm stand whose roof is warped from the rain. Crows swooping past. The images are stark, unadorned, like those from a William Carlos Williams poem. It's nice, nothing more, nothing less. Now let's hear what happens when Dennis Johnson, a generally more fervid writer than Moody, and a poet as well, hands Jim Roll a lyric.
When you hung by handsome Daniel, he looked so high surprised. A gold bell from his pockets, and a crow fell from the skies. When they hung by handsome Daniel, he looked so high surprised.
Well, that's different from everything Jim Roll's done before. Johnson's fondness for invoking death with abrupt images, in this case, a hanging, and his use of mysterious possessives. Why does the narrator call him my handsome Daniel? Is he talking about a son, a lover? It adds to the atmosphere of the song. Here's where Rick Moody picks an easy target, condescending to the sort of woman who would read something as flimsy as an in-flight magazine. Jim Roll's Chuck Berry guitar riff and nicely sour harmony vocal disguises the smugness, which pops up again later when Moody lets you know he knows who George Plimpton is. I prefer the directness of Dennis Johnson's words in Heartache Song.
All your promises, the things you say, using grand words like eternity and love. You told me together we would see the end of time. You told me together we would watch that last star fall. The horrible truth is that you meant it. The awful truth is you meant every word. My heart breaks for anybody out there saying these words tonight. My heart breaks for anybody listening.
I have no idea how Jim Roll came to collaborate with Moody or Johnson, but it was a good commercial idea since it guarantees that someone like me will give the songs a closer scrutiny. For the record, as it were, I recommend Dennis Johnson's stuff with enthusiasm. Check out his poetry collection called The Throne of the Third Heaven of the Nation's Millennium General Assembly. And give this guy Jim Roll a spin.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Inhabiting the Ball from Jim Roll.